3 keys to your retirement plan, whether the market is up or down. This is Fidelity's Money Unscripted with Fidelity VP Andy Alvarez and me, Allie Donnelly. Today, protecting your nest egg up to and through retirement. Andy, how do you talk to clients about the market volatility we've been seeing, especially those who are either close to or in retirement?
Hey, Allie. Yeah, it's really all starts with revisiting the plan. Why did you make the decisions you did initially, and what's changed? Has something in your life significantly changed that's causing you to rethink whether the plan is set up the right way for you? Or has the market volatility caused you to think differently about what level of risk you're really comfortable with? Ultimately, there are things you can do. We, of course, can stay the course and stay invested in the way that you have been, or you can make changes. What's important is understanding how do we customize it to you and how do you get the comfort you need to stay invested through the long term.
If I'm trying to map out how to make my money last through retirement, whether there's volatility or not, what should I consider?
Yeah, so we believe that every successful retirement plan should have 3 key components in them. We should think about emergency, we think about protection, and we think about growth. And ultimately, we'll walk our clients through each of these components to create a strategy that's customized to them to help them think through this type of market volatility.
Okay. Emergency savings. How does that look different, or does it, as I'm entering or in retirement?
Yeah. So emergency savings, and just to quantify that, that's the cash in the savings account, right? That's the money on hand. We've heard many times while you're working is 3 to 6 months, right? So that if you lost your job or there was a medical emergency, you could continue to pay those bills. In retirement, that's really going to depend on your own comfort level. Some people may say 3 to 6 months is still enough. There may be others out there that say, hey, I want to have 1 or maybe 2 years worth of my living expenses set aside. What's most important is that you have a level of emergency money set aside to give you that peace of mind and comfort that you're looking for.
So you could handle an emergency, but you could also make sure you're paying those essential expenses. And what do you include there?
So when we think about those essential expenses, think about mortgage, your taxes, your groceries, right? And understanding what is my budget? What are those must-haves every single month that I need to afford? And how do I have some cash set aside so that I could potentially pay for those if I needed to?
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about protection. What does that mean in retirement planning?
Yeah. So when we think about protection in retirement planning, we're really thinking about 3 different aspects of protection. So one is, how are you protecting your assets? How do you protect your investments from a market downturn? We also want to think about, how are you protecting your income and making sure that now that you don't have that paycheck every single week coming to you, how do you protect that throughout retirement? And finally, your health, right? We think about healthcare and long-term care. How do you build in some level of protection for your health?
Okay, we all want to be protected. So let's talk about those financial unknowns. As we're thinking about creating an income plan in retirement, especially as that steady paycheck goes away from your job, what should we consider?
Yeah, so there's really 2 parts to every successful income plan. First is understanding, how much do you need?
Yeah.
Right? Like we talked about earlier, what are those essential expenses that you need covered every month? What are the discretionary expenses? Once we know what you need, then we start to think about, what do you already have? Many retirees think of their Social Security as a guaranteed source of income throughout retirement.
Sure.
Some investors have pensions that they were able to get through their employers, which also gives them a guaranteed source of income. You can also learn about annuities and self-funding your own pension ultimately and adding more guaranteed sources of income. Once we know what's guaranteed and coming in, the rest is really, how much do you need to take out of your portfolio every single month or year? And that's really the variable income, because while you know you can take as much or as little as you need, it's not guaranteed because it is tied to the market, and ultimately those assets can go up and down over time.
So when you say take out, right, you're talking about the withdrawals.
Absolutely. So literally talking about selling something within your account and withdrawing that money out to help pay your bills.
And is there a typical percentage people need or should?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Generally speaking, I'm sure many have heard, it's about 4% is what we think of as a sustainable withdrawal rate, meaning as long as we're taking 4% out, assuming the money's invested, that tends to be the general rule.
Okay, so you talked about annuities. Explain to me how annuities work.
Yeah. And there's so many flavors of annuities out there. And so what I would say is annuities, for the most part, are a way to take risk away from yourself and put that onto an insurance company by way of a contract.
Okay.
Ultimately, there are two phases to annuities. We think about annuities that are growing, so we call accumulation phase, and we think about annuities that are paying out, the distribution phase. Finding the right annuity for you will really depend on where you are and what you need at that point in time.
You talked about the flavors. What are the different types of annuities?
So again, so many flavors to choose from. At Fidelity, we typically have two. I'll call it the chocolate and vanilla, the kind of the plain ones, if you will.
We're super exciting.
We're super exciting here at Fidelity. We think about income annuities. Income annuities really are there to generate that guaranteed source of income. Mm-hmm. To help you cover those essential expenses or maybe even discretionary expenses over the long term. We also think about tax-deferred annuities. These are annuities that can grow at a fixed rate over a period of time, similar to like a CD might,
okay,
where you get a guaranteed rate of return for a set period of time and then have the opportunity to revisit that.
How do they pay out?
So for an income annuity, it pays out how you want it to. You might set it up and say, I want to receive this income every single month. Mm-hmm. I want to receive it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Tax-deferred annuities, similar to a CD, are going to accumulate over a period of time. And then you have an option to say, I want to take all that money, or I want to, we call annuitize it or turn it into an income stream to start giving me that guaranteed income over time.
Huh.
And then beyond those, again, there's still so many more flavors out there that you can look into.
Yeah.
If there's a specific need or concern you might have, ultimately, given the wide range of annuities that exist, it's really important you talk with someone that you trust about this that can help guide you through the pros and cons and what might be most appropriate for you.
When do people typically consider opening an income annuity?
Yes, and I'll preface it with there's many reasons why somebody might at many different stages of life, but ultimately, when we get to that 5 to 10 years from retirement is when we start seeing people wanting to take less risk.
Mm.
They're closer to that retirement mm-hmm. goal. They're mm-hmm. closer to achieving that lifelong goal of no longer working. And ultimately, that's where annuities, again, given that you're transferring the risk to the insurance company, can really come into play. It may be that they want to have more guarantees in the investment component.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that they want to start building in that future income stream. But ultimately, that's the time frame when we most often see it.
Okay. I'm sure this answer is endless, as are the flavors of annuities or as are the flavors of ice cream, but anything else we should know?
You are correct. But ultimately, the most important thing to know is that annuities can help manage some of the retirement risk you may face,
mm-hmm.
particularly market volatility, particularly longevity. But ultimately, there is no one single solution. There is no one size fits all. It's really important to understand how annuities could or could not fit into a plan based on what you're trying to achieve.
Okay. You talked about emergency protection. Now let's talk about growth. How does a retiree or soon-to-be retiree factor growth into their income plan?
Into their portfolio. So growth is the thing we're most familiar with. It's mm-hmm. what we've been doing if we've been saving for a retirement for the last 5, 10, 30 years. Ultimately, we still want to participate in those market ups.
Mm.
We know there'll be downs, but we want to participate in the growth of the market. And having a growth component to your portfolio helps you battle things like inflation, which we've heard a lot about recently.
Mm-hmm.
To determine that level of growth that you might want in your portfolio, it really starts with understanding how you've allocated that emergency and protection. For some investors, they may have built in a lot of protection or a lot of emergency and are willing to take on more risk in their portfolio.
Hmm.
For others, they may say, I want to have it all in the growth bucket or the majority. And so they may start reducing the level of risk that they take in their portfolio. Simply put, we know that the cost of something today is going to be more 20 years from now. And so the way we have to factor that in is not everything increases with inflation, but we do know that the markets over the long run traditionally have kept up with inflation or even outpaced it.
Mm.
Again, it's factoring in and understanding how much risk are you willing to take and how do you think through the income, the withdrawals that you'll be taking from your variable component, that growth portfolio,
yeah,
to help supplement the additional income to ultimately combat inflation.
All goes back to that importance of a plan.
Yes.
Yeah. As people are walking away from this conversation, what do you hope they really take with them?
First and foremost, have a plan. Mm. If you've already built a plan, great. Revisit it. If you haven't built a plan, don't worry. It's never too late. And as you build a plan, really think through those three components. How much do I want to have in that emergency fund? What gives me the peace of mind at night? How much protection do I currently have? And should I have more? And ultimately, based on your emergency and your protection, what level of risk am I willing to take in that growth component to help me fight inflation and ultimately participate in the ups of the markets?
Excellent. Andy, as always, thank you so much.
Allie, thanks for having me.
If you're looking to build an income strategy to help meet your needs, we have retirement tools and calculators on our website. It's fidelity.com/moneyunscripted. Be sure to like, follow, and share the podcast. We'll see you next time on Money Unscripted. It's your life. Get your money's worth. Before investing, consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the annuity and its investment options. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus or, if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. Guarantees apply to certain insurance and annuity products and are subject to product terms, exclusions, and limitations, and the insurer's claims paying ability and financial strength. They do not protect the value of the variable investment options, which are subject to market risk. The value of the variable investment options will fluctuate so that shares, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than the original cost. Immediate fixed income annuities have limited or no access to assets. Withdrawals of taxable amounts from an annuity are subject to ordinary income tax and, if taken before age 59 and a half, may be subject to a 10% IRS penalty. Fidelity does not provide legal or tax advice. The information herein is general in nature and should not be considered legal or tax advice. Consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific situation. Fidelity insurance and annuity products are issued by Fidelity Investments Life Insurance Company, Philly, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917, and in New York by Empire Fidelity Investments Life Insurance Company, ePhilly, New York, New York. Philly is licensed in all states except New York. ePhilly is licensed only in New York. Fidelity Insurance Agency, Inc., and in the case of variable annuities, Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC are the distributors. A contract's financial guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Information presented herein is for discussion and illustrative purposes only and is not a recommendation or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any securities. The views and opinions expressed by the Fidelity speaker are his or her own as of the date of the recording and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity Investments or its affiliates. Any such views are subject to change at any time based on market or other conditions, and Fidelity disclaims any responsibility to update such views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice and, because investment decisions are based on numerous factors, may not be relied on as an indication of trading intent on behalf of any Fidelity product. Neither Fidelity nor the Fidelity speaker can be held responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered. Please consult your tax or financial advisor for additional information concerning your specific situation. This podcast is intended for U.S. persons only and is not a solicitation for any Fidelity product or service. This podcast is provided for your personal, non-commercial use and is the copyrighted work of FMR LLC. You may not reproduce this podcast in whole or in part in any form without the permission of FMR LLC. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917. Copyright 2025, FMR LLC, all rights reserved.